Proverbs 18:21 declares, "Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those who love it will eat its fruit." This powerful verse reminds us that our words have significant consequences. The proper use of the tongue brings life, while misuse can lead to death. In this discussion, we will explore specific diseases of the tongue that can afflict our lives through misuse. These can be fatal if not controlled. 1. Excessive talking. One of the most common and often overlooked issues is excessive talking. Proverbs 10:19 warns, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." This scripture tells us that many words lead to sin. It advises sensitivity and moderation in speech. Ecclesiastes 5:1-2 also cautions, "Walk prudently when you go to the house of God, and draw near to hear rather than to give the sacrifice of fools, for they do not know that they do evil. Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you on earth. Therefore let your words be few." This is a stern reminder to be careful with our words, especially in God's presence. Rash promises and hasty words can lead to serious consequences. Solomon, known for his great wisdom, wrote many proverbs emphasizing the importance of wise use of words. He observed, "Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps his soul from troubles." Proverbs 21:23. This verse reminds us that control over our words can save us from many problems. Solomon also advises, "A fool vents all his feelings, but a wise man holds them back." Proverbs 29:11. Highlighting the importance of knowing when to speak and when to remain silent. The story of Job is an example of how excessive words can be harmful. Job, a righteous and God-fearing man, went through terrible trials. His friends Eliphaz, Bildad, and Zophar came to console him, but ended up speaking extensively, trying to explain his calamities and unjustly accusing him of sin. In the end, God rebuked Job's friends for their thoughtless words, Job 42:7-9, while praising Job for his honesty and humility. How often do we find ourselves speaking too much in situations where silence would be wiser? The Bible exhorts us to be swift to hear, slow to speak, James 1:19. The practice of active listening and meditation can help us control our impulse to speak impulsively. By reflecting before speaking, we can avoid many misunderstandings and conflicts. 2. Idle or careless words. Jesus emphasized the importance of our words in Matthew 12:36. "But I say to you that for every idle word men may speak, they will give account of it in the day of judgment." We will be held accountable for every idle word spoken. Idle words are those that are insincere, unintended, or not backed by actions. Matthew 5:37 advises, "But let your yes be yes, and your no, no. For whatever is more than these is from the evil one." This means our words should be straightforward and true. In the New Testament context, the Pharisees often fell into the trap of idle words and hypocrisy. They were known for their long prayers and public speeches, but their actions often did not match their words. Jesus harshly criticized this practice, calling them whitewashed tombs, Matthew 23:27, beautiful on the outside but full of death on the inside. In Matthew 21:28-32, Jesus tells the parable of the two sons. The father asks both to work in the vineyard. The first son initially refuses but then repents and goes. The second son says he will go but does not. Jesus uses this parable to illustrate that actions speak louder than words. Those who say one thing but do another are practicing idle and hypocritical words. Our words are often a reflection of our hearts. Jesus said, "For out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks," Matthew 12:34. We must evaluate our hearts and purify our motives to ensure our words are sincere and full of truth. As we seek a life of integrity, our words and actions should be aligned, reflecting the character of Christ. 3. Gossip. Leviticus 19:16 instructs, "You shall not go about as a talebearer among your people, nor shall you take a stand against the life of your neighbor. I am the Lord. Gossip is harmful and can destroy relationships. The Bible tells us that Satan is the ultimate slanderer. In Greek, the term diabolos translates to slanderer, highlighting the destructive nature of gossip. Proverbs 18:8 says, "The words of a talebearer are like tasty trifles, and they go down into the inmost body." Gossip may seem attractive, but it is poisonous and harmful. A biblical example of gossip is the story of Miriam and Aaron, the siblings of Moses. In Numbers 12, Miriam and Aaron spoke against Moses because of his Ethiopian wife. God heard the gossip and punished Miriam with leprosy, demonstrating the serious consequences of gossip. After Moses interceded, God healed Miriam, but not without leaving a strong warning about the danger of speaking against others. Gossip can destroy friendships, divide families, and cause strife in entire communities. James 3:5-6 compares the tongue to a fire, small but capable of setting a great forest ablaze. When we allow malicious words to spread, we are fueling a fire that can cause irreparable harm. We should always seek the truth and avoid spreading unverified information. Before sharing something, it is wise to ask, is it true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? By following these principles, we can avoid spreading gossip and promote an environment of peace and trust. 4. Lying. Proverbs 6:16-19 lists things the Lord detests, including a lying tongue. These 6 things the Lord hates. Yes, 7 are an abomination to Him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies, and one who sows discord among brethren. Lying is a serious offense in the eyes of God. Revelation 21:8 warns that liars will face eternal punishment, but the cowardly, unbelieving, abominable, murderers, sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. A striking example from the New Testament is the story of Ananias and Sapphira in Acts 5. They sold a property but lied about the amount donated to the church, trying to deceive the apostles and therefore the Holy Spirit. Both fell dead immediately after their lie was exposed, demonstrating the gravity of lying before God. Jacob also practiced deception by stealing the blessing from his brother Esau. In Genesis 27, Jacob, with the help of his mother Rebekah, deceived his blind father Isaac to receive the blessing intended for Esau. This act of deception had lasting consequences, causing division and enmity between the brothers. Lying may seem like a quick solution to escape problems, but the truth always prevails. We must be people of integrity, allowing our words to reflect honesty and transparency. By living a life of truth, we build trust and promote justice. 5. Flattery. Psalm 12:2-3 addresses flattery. Everyone lies to his neighbor. They flatter with their lips but harbor deception in their hearts. May the Lord silence all flattering lips and every boastful tongue. Flattery, though seemingly harmless, can be deceptive and destructive. Proverbs 26:28 further explains, "A lying tongue hates those it hurts, and a flattering mouth works ruin." Absalom, the son of King David, used flattery to gain favor with the people of Israel and attempt to usurp his father's throne. He stood at the city gates, flattering those who came to the king's court, insinuating that he would do a better job than his father. 2 Samuel 15:1-6. His flattery and deceit resulted in a civil war and great tragedy for him and Israel. In the modern world, flattery can be used to manipulate and control. Whether in workplaces, social circles, or even on social media, flattering words can be used to gain favor or hide true intentions. We must be mindful of our motivations when complimenting others and seek to be genuine and honest in our interactions. Flattery is different from genuine encouragement. While flattery seeks personal gain, true encouragement aims to uplift the other person. we should examine our intentions when speaking words of praise and ensure we are being sincere and uplifting. 6. Rash speaking. Proverbs 29:20 states, "Do you see a man hasty in his words? There is more hope for a fool than for him." This verse highlights the dangers of speaking without thinking. Moses is a biblical example of the consequences of rash words. In Numbers 20:10-12, Moses disobeyed God by striking a rock to bring forth water instead of speaking to it, resulting in him being barred from leading Israel into the promised land. King Saul also exemplifies the consequences of rashness. In 1 Samuel 13, Saul offered a sacrifice to God, a task that should have been performed by the prophet Samuel. His impatience and disobedience led to his rejection as king by God. This story teaches us the importance of waiting and seeking God's guidance before acting or speaking rashly. The Apostle James also warns about rash speaking. In James 1:19, he says, "So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." James reminds us of the importance of listening first, reflecting, and then speaking. This advice is vital to avoid misunderstandings and unnecessary conflicts. Patience is a virtue that we must all cultivate. By training ourselves to listen more and speak less, we can avoid many errors and misunderstandings. Practicing deep breathing and reflection before responding can help us be wiser in our communications. James 3:1-2 gives a specific warning for those who teach. "My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body." This verse emphasizes the great responsibility that falls on those who teach the Word of God. Precision and integrity in words are crucial, as teachers can influence many. Paul also warns Timothy about the use of words in ministry. In 2 Timothy 2:15-16, he writes, "Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth, but shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness." Paul encourages the proper use of words and avoidance of useless talk that can mislead the faith of listeners. Wisdom and the use of words go hand in hand in the Bible. Proverbs 15:1-2 reads, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. The tongue of the wise uses knowledge rightly, but the mouth of fools pours forth foolishness." This verse shows how wise words can prevent conflicts, while reckless words can intensify them. Wisdom should guide our words, always seeking peace and understanding. Psalm 141:3 also offers an important prayer. "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep watch over the door of my lips." This verse is a plea for divine help to control our words, recognizing that without God's help, we can easily fail. Jesus is the supreme example of how to use words wisely. He always spoke the truth in love, edifying those around him and bringing healing and restoration with his words. When confronted by his adversaries, he responded with wisdom and calm, never giving in to anger or despair. His Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5-7, is a perfect example of how to use words to instruct, correct, and encourage. The Bible also describes God's word as a lamp to our feet and a light to our path, Psalm 119:105. This metaphor underscores the guiding and illuminating role of Scripture, showing us how to live in a way that pleases God. The importance of meditating on God's word and allowing it to guide our words and actions cannot be overstated. Our words also have power in prayer. When we pray, we are speaking directly to God, and the Bible teaches us the importance of praying with faith and sincerity. Jesus instructed us to pray with a humble and genuine heart, as exemplified in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9-13. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul encourages us to pray without ceasing. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, highlighting the importance of continuous and sincere communication with God. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of powerful prayers and their consequences. Hannah's prayer for a son, 1 Samuel 1:10-20, was answered with the birth of Samuel, who became a great prophet. Elijah's prayer for drought, 1 Kings 17:1, resulted in a 3.5-year drought, demonstrating the power of fervent and effective prayer. Daniel is another example of a life of powerful prayer. In Daniel 6:10, we read that Daniel continued to pray 3 times a day, even when it was against the king's decree. His faithfulness in prayer led to divine intervention when he was thrown into the lion's den. God shut the mouths of the lions, saving Daniel and demonstrating the power of faithful prayer. Ephesians 4:29 instructs us, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." This verse emphasizes the importance of using our words to build others up rather than tearing them down. Words of encouragement and love can have a profound impact on the lives of those around us. Barnabas is a biblical example of someone who used his words to encourage and edify others. His name, meaning son of encouragement, Acts 4:36, reflects his encouraging nature. He was a great support to Paul and helped introduce him to the apostles, promoting Paul's acceptance in the Christian community. The Bible teaches us the importance of blessing others with our words. In Numbers 6:24-26, God instructs Moses to bless the people of Israel with the words, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace." This blessing is an example of how we can use our words to invoke God's grace and peace upon others. The diseases of the tongue, excessive talking, idle words, gossip, lying, flattery, and rash speaking can have serious spiritual consequences. Proverbs 18:21 reminds us of the power of the tongue, and the Bible repeatedly advises us to use our words wisely. James 3:8 acknowledges, "But no man can tame the tongue. It is an unruly evil, full of deadly poison." Therefore, we must seek God's help to control our tongues and use them to speak life and truth. Ephesians 4:29 instructs us, "Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to the hearers." This verse emphasizes the importance of using our words to build others up rather than tearing them down. Words of encouragement and love can have a profound impact on the lives of those around us. Jesus is the supreme example of how to use words wisely. He always spoke the truth in love, edifying those around him and bringing healing and restoration with his words. When confronted by his adversaries, he responded with wisdom and calm, never giving in to anger or despair. His Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5-7, is a perfect example of how to use words to instruct, correct, and encourage. Our words also have power in prayer. When we pray, we are speaking directly to God, and the Bible teaches us the importance of praying with faith and sincerity. Jesus instructed us to pray with a humble and genuine heart, as exemplified in the Lord's Prayer, Matthew 6:9-13. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul encourages us to pray without ceasing, 1 Thessalonians 5:17, highlighting the importance of continuous and sincere communication with God. Throughout the Bible, we see examples of powerful prayers and their consequences. Hannah's prayer for a son, 1 Samuel 1:10-20, was answered with the birth of Samuel, who became a great prophet. Elijah's prayer for drought, 1 Kings 17:1, resulted in a 3.5-year drought, demonstrating the power of fervent and effective prayer. How are we using our words in prayer? Are we praying with faith and sincerity, or are our prayers merely empty repetitions? By cultivating a genuine heart and a fervent prayer life, we can experience the transformative power of sincere communication with God. Heavenly Father, we come before you recognizing the power of our words. Help us use our tongues wisely to speak life and truth. Forgive us for the times we have misused our words. Guide us with your Holy Spirit to be mindful of what we say, so that our words may glorify you and edify those around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.